upon you, friend, because God will leave it there. Sometimes you say, Lord, when you going to take this from me? When you going to take that from me? Lord, when you going to... And look like the Lord ain't hearing you. Look like the Lord ain't studying you. But you are here. Because he's trying to show you that I'm God, that I'm God all. Because in Psalm 27, the hoops was Psalm 23. Because he passed the hoops. Because he said, when the wicked, look at verse 2. When the wicked, because verse 2 goes along with 23 and 4, when he said, yea, though, I walk. Now the dead ain't walk, because they dead. But he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. All of us in this morning are walking through what? The valley of the shadow of what? Because you don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. You don't know if you're going to fall out. You don't know if you're going to take sick. You don't know what's going to become of you in the next moment. Because the Lord said in his word, I come quick. When the wicked, even with my enemies and whoever my foe came upon me, the people that shake my hand this morning, the people that are laughing in my to me and pat me on the back, the people that I thought was my friends, they came upon me, but they stumbled away. I knew I got somebody this morning in which chest it is. Have you ever thought about it in your life? That you thought they was your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, have you ever come out of a household with many children, you know, and you thought they were going to be with you? Because your foe was sometime of your own household. That's what Jesus said. Because they know where you've been. They know what you've been going through. They know what you are. And they're going to bring it up to you sooner or later. Because why? They are wanting what you got. They don't go to church. They don't pay no taxes. They don't even take time for a poor. All they want to think about is me, myself, and I. You know some people like that? Well, I do. But even though they are like that, that don't mean you got to be like them. Just because they treat you wrong, that don't mean you got to treat them wrong. Because you know that the Bible says, bless them that curse you. And praise to those who despise them. I know I got some witnesses in the house. The Lord is, he said, my life. And my salvation. Whom shall I what? Fear. In other words, even though I'm lacking something this week, or even though things didn't go the way I wanted to go this week past, but the Lord still is God all by himself, and he's still my Lord and Savior. Because he's been good to me all. Even though it looked like it's gloomy in your life, it looks like these holidays are coming up, you don't have the things that you want to have, you don't have the money that you used to have, but you can still lift your eyes and say, God is good. All the time. Because when I just think about it, I got my legs. And they ain't trying to cut one of them off. I got my arm. And they ain't trying to cut one of them off. I ain't going to the hospital to see about no cancer. I ain't going to the hospital to see about my eyes. They might say I'm going blind. God is good. Oh! May not have a lot of money. May not have a diamond ring. But the Lord is my salvation. That's what I'm talking about. This is an ownership. Is he your salvation this morning? Have you made him Lord in your life? You say, Lord, the little life that I do have, the little life that I do have, I'm giving it to you. And I'm not just faking with it, because you're not nobody that you can play with and fake with anyhow. Because the Bible said, you are a spirit, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in. You told the woman at the well, even though she had all kind of problems and issues and all kind of things, and her life wasn't living right, her life wasn't up to par, and all this stuff, and she was ducking and dodging, coming to the well at the noonday instead of going in the evening. She was trying to duck the people that would talk about it. People that talk about you all the time. You take them in huh? Because the Lord said it. Ain't say you say it. The Lord said it. Thou prepare the table in the presence of my enemies. You ain't got no enemies? That's the question. That don't mean you got to treat them wrong. That That don't mean that you gotta do them like they do you. That means because, just because they did you like that, what you gotta say, the Lord is my salvation. That's what David said about that. David has some enemies. And his enemies were who? When the Bible says, in the 24th, 25th, and 26th chapter, when David was young, running from Saul, the Bible said God put an evil spirit up on Saul. And when the evil spirit, and it didn't come from the devil, you need to go read that, it didn't come from... What I'm trying to tell you now, sometimes the devil only had a few. Sometimes you can always put yourself in it, and you can mess it up, and you want to blame the devil. Sometimes the devil only had nothing to do with it. Because the Bible said, when the evil spirit from the Lord came to David, came to Saul, the Bible said God used that little rooted boy to play for him. And the Bible said they was in the house one day in 18th chapter 1 Samuel 1, go read for yourself. The Bible said Saul had, let me tell you something, if you got evil jealous in you, that's going to destroy you. If you got lack of seriousness and all this other stuff, it's going to destroy you. You got to tell the Lord, Lord, you made me. Lord, I'm asking you to create in me a clean heart. Because the heart that I hope to have is stolen. And my mind is not thinking right. And my mind is not thinking the way you want me to think. So Lord, I need you to help me along this way. Because the Lord is my salvation. Look what it says. I don't know. Look what it says. See, one thing about this little boy here, David went to hell with his children. See, you got to know, see, David wrote what he talked about because he hadn't cheated, but he still knew how to praise God. Not only have he cheated, he took somebody else's wife and put the man on the front line and get him killed. And then the Bible said he had some children because you got to see God in Mark. He had some children, Amnon, Tamar. And the boy liked his sister and all this kind of stuff. They went together and all. And then the Bible says that they turned, So that's why David knew what he was talking about. He had been through some things. He had been through some wars. He had been through some trouble. He had been through some trials. But the Lord delivered him out of all of it through grace. You don't believe me? Look what Psalm 150 says. Praise the Lord, all ye lands. That little thing that have breath. That was Psalm 150 said. And I'm in the book, my voice here. And I'm in the book. It also says, praise him upon the instruments, praise him upon the camera, because what it says, that everything, going back to it, have breath. May not have what you want, but you still got to praise him for who he is. He's God, and he's got all. Look what happened now. Look at that. I'm going to be y'all. You see it. He said, so David said, though an host should encamp against you, everybody is your friend. Everybody that shake your hand will pay at the end. You know it, I know. Everybody that say, how you doing, girl, I got your back. How you doing, brother, I got your back. That don't mean that they tell you the truth. Have you ever been in a situation like that? See, because what David's talking about, he's talking about himself. Because he know one thing, even in his household, they're jealous of him. His brothers was jealous of him in the 17th chapter. Who be for sure? The Bible said that when he came down to see what was going on, because his daddy Jesse, in the 14th verse of the 17th chapter, said, take this cheese and take all these raisins and all this, because they're going to start a war between the Philistines. The Bible said, when he got ready to go down, then he got to start talking about it. In his own little brothers now. So that's why David said, the Lord is my what? Light. That's why David can say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's why David said, he restored my soul. See, because sometimes you ain't gonna be happy all the time, but when you get down on your knees and start praising the Lord, he will restore you some joy. Yes, Lord. That's why David knew what he was talking about. See, Psalm 27 goes along with Psalm 23, because 23 and 27 are just alike. And then I like what David said. Look what he said. He said, though an host should encamp against me, My heart shall not what? Fear. This is recorded live at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Fear. Listen. Now he's standing here. Then he's coming back again and saying it again. He said, fear. See, somebody in here is going through something and they fear. But don't be fearful. Put it in the Lord's hand. Old folks say, take your bread to the Lord. Leave him there. Brother Paul and Winfield say, leave him there. But while I'm leaving him there, I'm going to still be praising him. While I put him in his hand, I'm not going to get in his way and take him out of his hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave him there. But while I leave him there, I'm going to still be saying, Lord, you said in your word, let not thyself be cut of evil doers, but it shall soon be cut out and willing that the Lord, you said in your word, if you desire, you will give me the desire of my heart. Look, you said the step of a good man. See right now, when you open up this holy book, you call it, and it ain't, it don't cost too much, $10 to get you a Bible, but the thing about it is it don't cost much, but what it does, this book, what God told Joshua, take the book of law with you, it's something that will change you, it's something that will bless you, it not only will bless you, but it's something that will do something to you on the inside, and you can say, all I know, I don't know much. I may not get that over there and cross over the street, but all I know, it did something on the inside of me. This old book here, it's called the Bible. All I know, that it don't take no educated man or woman to read. It takes dedication. It takes supplication. And it takes for you to sit down just for a little while and say, Lord, I know I'm late for work. I know I'm late for this party that they got down for the job, but I'm going to take 5 minutes to tell you that I love you. Even though, Lord, I'm not going to get on my knees every time and say, give me, but I'm going to praise you because you have already blessed me. You have already given me what I need. And that's a peace of mind. That's my heart beating right. I can talk and walk. I can think right. So why not say the Lord is my salvation? Shall I feel? I might not get all through this yet, but look what happened. Look what happened. Let me read one more verse for you. Drop down. Notice something. Verse 4. He don't leave the church out. He don't leave the church out because one of the chief musicians for David, David was a musician like him. He could play that harp down. Very well. Something that I wish I could be pretty extra fast. You know, you don't know, you be sweating like that, too, you don't know, you sweat. But one thing about David, he had another boy in his choir named Asaph. And Asaph said in Psalm 73, I see the wicked prosper. Look like they ain't having no problems. They doing everything on the sun, they dancing, and they doing everything. They taking the gold and the silver out of the church. They spending the church money like they want and everything. And that's what I say. But until I went, am I talking to somebody this morning? You got people that don't even want to fall down. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Lord, I'm just saying, me, I don't know what God is saying. But we got a relationship with the Lord. You know, you can talk to him like, you know, and don't be acting all these guys and give me 5 years. The opposite of what you say. Now, what is he trying to do? Just talk like you're going to talk to him. And I said, Lord, now, you got some people that, kind of, you know, they're here, you know, now, people now, you know, I'm going to say that way. And they going straight to him. Here I am to lost my hair. You know I lost my hair, ball here, here I am and lost my hair. Got fat for you. But see, what I want to say to you, I was 24, 36, 25. I don't know how y'all, but I thought I was happy. What about y'all this morning?